Your insurance company may have written your policy, but they don't decide the law. Call the Wallace Firm now at 844-844-WINS. By holding insurance accountable, the Wallace Firm is helping our community rebuild. That's 844-844-WINS or visit wallacewins.com, proud partner of Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
What's going on, Laker fans? Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. Okay, we got a lot going on this evening. First off, let me just give everybody a quick heads up. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel will come on at 7:30. Little one-on-one action with head coach Frank Vogel. Nice of him to join the show. Brian Windhorst will come up in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll talk about those two games coming up tomorrow. You got the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Two teams representing the Eastern Conference in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then, of course, we know the Los Angeles Clippers and the Denver Nuggets are still trying to figure out their series. Okay, let's start off right there. I thought at this point, Lakers got a game on Saturday. By the way, I don't know why that feels like it was so long ago. But the last three, 4 days, think about what the conversation has been between the Lakers and the Clippers. It was Clippers going up 3-1, and then it was everyone just assuming it's going to be the Clippers waiting on the Los Angeles Lakers, and then it's up to the Lakers on Saturday to take care of business, and both of those teams are going to face each other in the Western Conference Finals, which, you know, of course, it's not a shock. It's not supposed to be a surprise or anything like that. This is kind of how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the Lakers and the Clippers. Friday rolls around. Clippers have, what they have, a 19-point lead, something along those lines over the Denver Nuggets. We know the story. Denver comes all the way back. They force a game six. Lakers take care of business on Saturday. And then there was yesterday morning a 10 a.m. start between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. My Nuggets is the theme that I've gone through over the past 1 week. And I know I joke around saying it. When I say Nuggets Nation and I send out tweets and all that stuff, why do I do it? I do it because I know the Clippers are a legit title contender and they could potentially get through the Los Angeles Lakers and win an NBA championship. That's how good I've thought the Los Angeles Clippers are this entire time. And then the playoffs start, and I'm watching a Los Angeles Clippers team that, if I'm correct on this one, in three different games so far in this postseason, they've blown leads of 16-plus. This is supposed to be the team that not only goes up against the Los Angeles Lakers, not only is the biggest threat to the Los Angeles Lakers, everybody watch out for this team. The stars, the depth, they got 2 6-man award winners in Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams, the coach of Doc Rivers. I bought into the Los Angeles Clippers that this is a legitimate threat. But I'm starting to adapt here. In life, we got to adapt a little bit. This is how I'm adapting. Maybe I gave too much respect to the Clippers. Maybe I bought into all the hype around this Los Angeles Clippers team. Maybe I bought into the whole thing of everybody saying that this is supposed to be the favorites going into the playoffs. Now, of course, I've had confidence about my Los Angeles Lakers the entire time. I put out a tweet yesterday, and this is a perfect time for me to expand on that tweet. All I said was, the Clippers are overrated. And then you got people coming out of nowhere. What are you talking about? This is still a series. You be careful tweeting something like that, because what if the Clippers get into the next round? Listen, they're overrated for me. As in, my standards that I put the Clippers on was too high, because when I'm doing tonight's show, what I'm supposed to be doing right now is previewing the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers for Wednesday. That's supposed to be game one of the Western Conference Finals. Now we got to wait until Friday. I'm all good with it. Trust me. I was enjoying my Sunday yesterday, kicking back at 10 a.m., getting some NFL football, and watching the Denver Nuggets handle business against the Los Angeles Clippers. Clippers are overrated. They are. I don't know what more you want me to tell you. That's a team that is supposed to be one of these championship favorites. Championship favorites don't blow double-digit leads. Not once, not twice, three times so far in the postseason. Championship favorites don't go six games against the Mavericks with Porzingis virtually missing half the series. championship teams don't go up 3-1 on the Denver Nuggets in an opportunity to get to the Western Conference Finals and are 0-2 on that front right now, and they got to figure it out tomorrow. Now, look, I'll say this and I'll preface everything. I expect them to win tomorrow. So when I, you know, run my mouth about how the Clippers are underperforming, I'm mostly doing that because there were a lot of people that just kept picking them as these experts, or I'm sorry, kept picking them as these favorites, some of these experts out there. The Lakers and the Clippers, I feel like they're on two different levels right now. You know, one of the things that I've enjoyed most so far in this postseason, I love in the playoffs when you get those games that are true tests of what kind of a team you are, right? What kind of a killer instinct do you have? Let me explain. So the Lakers had a predicament against the Portland Trail Blazers where they're up 2-1. And I always thought that game four, I'm like, man, that's a big game right here. You take game four against the Portland Trail Blazers, this season's virtually over. Their season's virtually over, and the series is virtually over. So Lakers had one of those predicaments already in the playoffs. They ended up winning by 20 against the Blazers in that game four. Then they had another one of these predicaments against the Houston Rockets. They won by 10 in that game four. Then they followed it up. We already know the game fives, what the Lakers did to the Portland Trail Blazers and the Houston Rockets. Why do I mention that? Championship teams have a killer instinct. I know we're only halfway to an NBA championship, but all I could assess this on is the games that we've played. So I can't assess anything else. I can say that I think the Clippers are going to win tomorrow and face the Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals coming up in Game 1 on Friday. I could say that that's what I think. But the reality is, what I've seen so far in the postseason, the Lakers and the Clippers are on two different levels. One team's got a killer instinct. One team is completely pulling the rope in the same direction. The other one, that's supposed to have as much of a chance, if not a better chance than the Lakers, of competing for an NBA championship, it seems like they're on their last legs right now. Yesterday was so mind-boggling to me to see that fourth quarter, the third and fourth quarter, that run that the Denver Nuggets went on. I want to give the Nuggets credit. You know, what I should be probably doing more of is talking about how great Jamal Murray has been, how great Jokic has been. I want to give them credit. But I find myself not being able to do so, because the team on the other side can't find a way to close. A team on the other side that is supposed to be the big bad Los Angeles Clippers, look, they're choking right now. I don't know how else you want me to put it. They are. I mentioned this and I'll kind of continue to mention it. They should be the favorites to win tomorrow. I expect the Clippers to win Game 7 tomorrow. But I'm watching this specific team, and that this is supposed to be, you know, they're a dog team. They got this dog mentality. Zero bark right now. I don't see any dog in the Los Angeles Clippers. I would be disappointed tomorrow if the Los Angeles Clippers don't win that Game 7. When I say disappointed is, I mean I overhyped them too much. I thought they were better than they really were, but many players are not stepping up in that team, on that team. What a crazy scenario. How the heck are we in this scenario right now? We've gone, Lakers played on Saturdays when they eliminated the Houston Rockets. And we've gone, you know, obviously just a few days, but there's just this assumption this entire time. The assumption has always been that, yeah, this it's going to be Clippers and Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. And I think a lot of this, you know, I think a lot of fans out there, I'm sure the NBA wants to see that. I'm sure the NBA wants to see these two teams go up against each other. But at the same time, man, when I say different levels, I was looking today, I was looking at Kawhi stats and I was looking at LeBron stats and just kind of comparing their statistics. And then I was looking at Kawhi and Anthony Davis. Really, LeBron James is in a completely different world right now. Nobody can compare what LeBron James is doing in the postseason. He's the best player in the world. There's no conversation. There should never have been a conversation about most valuable player. I think Laker fans who have the privilege and the honor to get an opportunity to watch him on a night in, night out basis, we could see just how good LeBron James is and how important, how key he is to the Los Angeles Lakers. But if you start looking at some of these individual players, it's actually Kawhi and Anthony Davis that are closer comps. So basically what I'm referring to is two of the top three players in the NBA and remaining in the bubble are with the Los Angeles Lakers. I can make the argument Lakers are 1 and 2, but at the absolute worst, it's LeBron James at 1 and it's, you know, Anthony Davis at 3. I do want to play something as, you know, we go throughout the show. I'm going to talk about the Lakers, talk about what they've already accomplished, why I think right now they are, no question about it, the team to beat in the NBA. But I'm also going to talk about tomorrow's games, especially the Clippers and the Nuggets game, because of the implications that it obviously has. We're waiting to see who we're going to eventually play. And how about this rest for the Los Angeles Lakers? I'm actually a fan of this. I think this is going to play to the Lakers' advantage. We remember the Portland Trailblazers, that series they had, or even before we got into the playoffs. Portland had to play 9 games. They had to play that game, the play-in tournament. They had to do that. Everybody else played 8 games. But we know how exhausted Portland probably felt by the time they got into the postseason, because they had played all these meaningful games where the Lakers were literally just pacing themselves. And then the Lakers got the Houston Rockets in the second round. Houston had to go 7 games against the Oklahoma City Thunder. You don't think that had some kind of effect? I mean, don't get me wrong. I know Lakers lost the first game in both of those matchups, but then eventually they win 4 games in a row. Now you're, again, in a similar scenario. The Clippers are going to play in a 7-game set, a grueling, tough 7-game set against the Denver Nuggets, and not anything that I thought was obviously in the cards here. And whoever the Lakers play on Friday, they're going to be well-rested. They're going to be in great shape, great condition, and I imagine not just the favorites to win the Western Conference, but the favorites to win it all. Did I mention Lakers head coach Frank Vogel coming up at 7:30? I'm looking forward to that conversation. Definitely looking forward. How about how we have, I don't know if we've given enough love to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Okay, this is what I want to do. I want to open up the phone lines. Is there anybody out there that wants to explain to me how the Clippers are not overrated? Is there anybody out there that wants to explain to me how the Los Angeles Lakers are not the clear-cut favorite to win the NBA right now, to win the NBA championship and get number 17. We'll do all that coming up next. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, just a quick reminder here. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel coming up in about 15 minutes. 7:30. We'll get Lakers head coach Frank Vogel and talk a little bit about just the expectation from the Lakers, the mindset here. You got this many days off before the Lakers take on the we don't know who they're going to play at coming up on Friday. Okay, so I threw this out there. If somebody wants to explain to me how the Clippers are not overrated, feel free to do so. 877-710-ESPN. I could use some help on this because I have personally overrated them. I have overrated the Los Angeles Clippers, and I explained a little bit some of those reasons why. I'm not saying that the Los Angeles Lakers won't potentially face the Clippers, and if they do, what kind of challenge that would be for the Lakers. But in the postseason so far, tell me a team that has looked better than the Los Angeles Lakers so far. You can maybe make the argument that, well, look how the Miami Heat has played. They swept in the first round. They took care of the Milwaukee Bucks in 5 games. You can make that argument. But while the Lakers are starting to deliver, the Los Angeles Clippers, that's a question mark. I mean, they are a big-time question mark right now going into Game 7. And I don't care. You know, I hear a lot of people talking about the Clippers past and whatever that line is. This is just what the Clippers do, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about any of that. That's not important. Just watch the games. I mean, the game yesterday is a great example. Their body language, their chemistry, the isolation basketball. It's just not good basketball. So as a Laker fan, you know, definitely I look at this as an opportunity. And if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, you're only halfway there. Nothing's obviously going to be handed to you. You still got a lot of work to do. But I can make a ton, I can make a number of cases of why I think the Los Angeles Lakers are the team to beat right now. Let's take a couple quick calls here. Anthony calling in Sunland. Anthony, you're on Lakers Talk. Anthony, what? First of all, what are you expecting tomorrow? Which team do you think comes out and faces the Lakers on Friday?
I think Clippers are going to come out of that game.
Okay.
I definitely hope they do, but I think the Lakers, they prefer Denver over the Clippers. But my call really is...
Which is why I've said Nuggets yeah. Nation a couple times here.
Yeah, but my real call for you is about, you're big on the Lakers, mm-hmm. right? And that they're taking care of business, which they are. There's no doubt about that. But my whole thing is, let's look at who they've played, right?
Mm-hmm.
You played Portland, who did not have a healthy squad at all. They were missing Zach Collins. CJ had a fractured back, and Dame was all beat up after game 3, right? But you still took care of business. But I think we're forgetting that they played a Portland team that was very hurt, and the Clippers, the first round, played a Dallas team that, if I'm not mistaken, was the best offense in the NBA in terms of points.
So, Anthony, my point is saying the Clippers are overrated. You disagree with, right? You obviously disagree with that. Okay, so this is the only thing I'll say, Anthony. I had the Clippers on such a pedestal, thinking they were so good. I'm watching them. I'm disappointed in the way they're playing. I obviously am rooting for their opposing team because I know they're a threat to the Los Angeles Lakers. The point I'm trying to make, Anthony, is how are you blowing these leads? Porzingis didn't play in 3 of those games. He gets kicked out of 1 game. He doesn't play in 2 games. How is Dallas taking it to 6 games? And, you know, you can make the argument, say, well, the Portland Trailblazers had this, or the Rockets, that was the problem. I just feel like the Clippers are in position in 3 different games, 2 games against the Denver Nuggets, the series. How are they blowing leads like this? Like, how are you a championship contender where you're up 16, 18, 20 points and you're blowing leads to a team that you're supposed to beat? That's my point.
Right. And I agree with that. And I guess I point more to Doc and his resume. If you look at his days in Boston, his championship team, they had 2 series that they went 7 games before they ended up winning.
They could very well, Anthony, and they could very well, and I appreciate you calling in. I got to get a couple more calls in here. They could very well win tomorrow and then put up a battle against the Los Angeles Lakers, which is what everybody expected. I mean, that's how it's supposed to go down. The only surprise would be if it's not Lakers and Clippers in the Western Conference Finals. You know the big difference I feel like the Lakers have versus the Clippers? I feel when I'm watching the Lakers, there is this chemistry. A very organic chemistry. It's not forced either. Guys are playing together. I don't know how much this means, but I feel like they're playing for each other. It's a true team. Something that I think the Clippers are missing, and this is just me observing. Just watching, you know, when a team goes down, who was it yesterday that was on the broadcast? I think it was Van Gundy. He had such a great point. He said, look, what makes you a good team, it's not when things are going well. It's when you face adversity. So what he was disappointed about, or what he was pointing out in that Clippers-Nuggets Game 6 yesterday, and this is not something I've seen with the Los Angeles Lakers, at least through this postseason, what he was pointing out was when things are going good, the Clippers are high-fiving, everybody's feeling good, smiles all over the place. But when it's not going good, it just looks like these 5 players on the basketball court, everybody watching each other, playing isolation ball, and there is no, I don't know if it's leadership or unity or something along those lines. That's a major difference between the Lakers and the Clippers right now. In my opinion, that's a major difference. Alan in Newport, go ahead, bud. You're on Lakers Talk.
Alan, it's great talking to you again. It's been a while, but God bless you. Listen, I want to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Clippers got overrated? I want to know.
I put them too high. I put them too high. Let me answer the question, and then you could go. They got a great lineup. They got a championship coach in Doc Rivers. They got great defensive players. They have guys that can all, you know, switch on defense. They could go big. They could go small. So when I say they're overrated, what I'm talking about is I put them on this very high pedestal. And just watching them in the postseason, they're not delivering the way I expected. So with all that said, I think they're overrated based on that.
Can I answer you this
sure.
way?
Yep.
First of all, Doc Rivers won championship over Lakers when Lakers had three starters out. That's for the championship coach. Since then, he hasn't done crap. The second thing.
By the way, very good point. Lakers, because I always hear that. You're right. Andrew Bynum. I think Trevor Ariza was out that series. I always hear the Celtics say that, well, they never beat our starting five. None of that makes any sense to me. Okay, keep going with your point.
We beat them in the seventh game in Los Angeles, so they can shut up on that one. But the second point, Kawhi Leonard, you call him a champion. Let's see how he won. The first one he won with Tim Duncan. The mm-hmm. second one he won from Golden State with
injuries.
Three mans down.
Yep. Yep.
Three mans down. Now, I think a blind man in any NBA game, in any NBA team, can win with three stars not playing and everybody, all the scraps are playing. So, you know what? They're overrated because they don't have nobody. They wanted to bring him up. He's nothing compared to LeBron. LeBron is the best. And I tell you, I want to give this message to Coach. Let him know that Rivers has nothing on you, man. You're the best. When the game comes down to two or three guys out from the other team, he'll win. Anything beyond that, he runs out of play. That's why these
I appreciate you calling, Alan. I appreciate you calling. Thank you for calling in the show. Okay, so real quick here, just kind of hit off of what Alan was saying right there. Look, on the Kawhi front, injuries are going to happen, so there's nothing you can do about it. They took advantage of the Golden State Warriors being injured. I talk with Michael Thompson all the time about this. Michael and I sit there and we, you know, in the pregame show, it's if the Golden State Warriors were healthy, yeah, they're probably going to win an NBA championship, but they weren't. These are part of the cards that you're dealt, and you just got to figure it out, and if it's not your year, then it's not your year, and there's nothing you could do about that. But I want to go back to this. I'm not saying that the Los Angeles Clippers are not going to be extremely dangerous if it's the Lakers-Clippers in the Western Conference Finals, but what I am saying is they're overrated right now. Maybe they turn it around. Maybe they don't. We'll have to wait and see, but we got to get moving here. We got Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Big shout-out, too, to the Lakers public relations and Allison Bogleev helping set this up, but greatly appreciate having head coach Frank Vogel. So he's coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Your insurance company may have written your policy, but they don't decide the law. Call the Wallace Firm now at 844-844-WINS. By holding insurance accountable, the Wallace Firm is helping our community rebuild. That's 844-844-WINS or visit wallacewins.com. Proud partner of Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, welcome back to Lakers Talk. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Lakers head coach Frank Vogel joining the show. Coach, thank you for taking some time and letting us kind of get into your head a little bit as you prepare for this next round. We greatly appreciate you doing it.
Of course, Alan. How you doing?
Doing okay. Doing all right. You know, it's been a, at least from our perspective, just watching this from, I'm sure from a fan perspective, it's been some great basketball over this last month or so. First of all, congratulations on the win against the Blazers and a win against the Rockets. Do you feel like, Coach, this is, since you guys have entered this Orlando bubble, do you feel this is the best you guys have played so far? Do you feel like you're starting to peak, or you don't really look at it that way?
Well, you know, I would say that I do feel that way. You know, I think that when the hiatus began, you know, I think that's when we were really hitting our stride. We had made some adjustments to the way we were playing on both sides of the ball. You know, I remember beating Milwaukee and the Clippers in the same weekend, which seems like many years ago at this
sure.
point. But we were playing good basketball then. We went into the hiatus, and then when we picked back up, you know, it obviously took us a little time to find our rhythm again, which is to be expected. But I do like how we're playing right now. I think our guys have been really locked into the defensive plan on two great offensive teams. And you know, if we trust the pass and knock down shots the way we did in Game 5 against the Rockets and the way we've done so far in the playoffs, I feel good about our chances going forward.
Coach, what do you, you know, just kind of playing off of that, liking where you guys are right now, what is that next level? Do you see that even in these 10 games that you've played so far this postseason, do you still see a lot of opportunities where you think, man, if we can do this just a little bit better, if we clean that up, do you feel there's another gear above this?
Well, there's going to have to be because each round that you advance in the playoffs, the quality of your opponent, the quality of play increases, and your margin for error becomes more slim. So, you know, we have to continue to improve. That was my message to our team today in practice. This week is not just about staying in rhythm, but it's about getting better. And every time we're on the court, every time we're in a film session, we have to continue to push the envelope of trying to improve ourselves. And, you know, if we do so, like I said, I like our chances in the next round.
Lakers head coach Frank Vogel taking some time to join Lakers Talk here on 710 ESPN. Coach, do you, from a coaching perspective, we've got a chance to hear from the players of whether they like the rest or they prefer just keep playing and keep that rhythm. From a coaching perspective, do you have a preference? I know this is just the circumstances. You won't start the Western Conference Finals until Friday. But do you like the time off or do you prefer just kind of keep going?
You know, that's one thing I honestly don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about because it's out of my control. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously there's negatives and positives to both. You know, if there's a situation where we have an opportunity to rest like we do this week, you know, obviously our legs get under us a little bit more, but it's more of a challenge to stay in rhythm. You know, if we're still playing games and you're pushed to a game 6 or game 7, then obviously your sense of urgency and all of that type of stuff stays sharp. So, you know, there's, like I said, there's positives and negatives to both. I always feel like the Game 7 team has a little bit of an advantage in Game 1. But for our situation here, you know, we're not in control of any of that, and we just got to make the best of it. And like I said, feel good about going into Game 1.
Coach, a lot of times we've had the opportunity to hear Alex Caruso say this, Kyle Kuzma, that they've been reminded by some of these veterans that you just never know. You never know when you have an opportunity to compete for an NBA championship. Are you looking at this opportunity much different than you were 7-8 years ago when, you know, you were in position as a head coach for the Indiana Pacers to compete for a championship? How much different is your viewpoint today than it was back then, and how much more do you value this opportunity?
Well, these opportunities come along only so often in a coach's career. So, you know, I'm handling it with great care. The one thing I would say from a different standpoint is as much as I believe in our teams in Indiana, it's just not the same belief when you have players like Anthony Davis and LeBron James on your team. You know, you really believe that if you get the group to play the right way, competing on a defensive end and really trusting the pass offensively, that you have a real chance to win it all. And you know, while we felt like you know, we could be the underdog and we could overcome the odds to win it back in Indiana, it's just different when you have stars like Anthony and LeBron.
Coach, do you remind the team, and maybe you don't have to do this, but do you try to also make sure that they're not overconfident, not to look down just because, you know, you're a favorite coming into a game or maybe a favorite coming into a series. Is that conversation part of the, I guess you could say, rotation with some of these players, or you have so many vets on this team that sometimes you don't have to remind them?
Well, I always keep an eye on that type of stuff, but our group has been really grounded all year long, and I think that starts with LeBron and Anthony and their leadership and understanding that they know that if we don't play our best, we can get beat by anyone. And especially when you get this deep into the playoffs, we're only playing great teams. So I haven't really had to go there much with this group, but certainly, you know, it's always on my mind to make sure that we're having the right perspective.
Lakers head coach Frank Vogel joins Lakers Talk here on 710 ESPN. Coach, I am going to just kind of stick, and I think this has been something that I always watch, and I'm sure it's a luxury for you to have. You have LeBron James, you have Rajon Rondo, you can go down the list of players like Jared Dudley and Danny Green, Anthony Davis, JaVale McGee, players, Dwight Howard on that list that have been in the league for a while. Some of these players have won NBA championships, some of them have got to the NBA finals. What does that do for someone like yourself? How much of an advantage, how beneficial is that in this specific playoff run?
Well, we've got great championship pedigree on this team, and we've got guys that haven't been there that behave like champions and that compete like champions. So, you know, obviously I really believe in the supporting cast we have around Anthony and LeBron. And, you know, they're as big a reason as those two stars. And what we've asked, you know, everybody on our team, you know, whatever your role is, to try to be a star in your role. You know, and we've had several examples of guys doing that, you know, whether it's Jared Dudley not playing a lot, but really leading from the locker room and contributing with his play when he gets his opportunities, or Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee sharing the center position, and Avery Bradley, you know, being a star defensively, KCP and Alex and Danny being snipers on the wing and elite defenders. You know, it's just, you can go up and down the line with the supporting cast and guys that have starred in their roles this year. And, you know, hopefully we can continue that for a couple more rounds and, you know, take this whole thing home.
Coach, final one for you. And again, we greatly appreciate you taking the time. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel here on Lakers Talk. I know you don't want to look too far ahead, and you're going to start the Western Conference Finals on Friday. But with all that being said, can you describe what it would be like for you, your journey, this team, this season? What would it be like to win an NBA championship? What would that mean to you? And, you know, certainly not just in your own personal career, but taking into account just what a year this has been and obviously this run for the Lakers with this team.
Well, for me, I've approached this entire opportunity with the Lakers with great humility. And I really just, I only want to play my part. You know, I just want to get everybody to tie the strings together, to play as a team, to play hard, to have a solid plan and be prepared on the defensive end. And, you know, have this group with such extraordinary talent play the right way. And if I could do that and be part of something special, you know, that obviously would be a lot. And, you know, it obviously would mean a lot for me. But, you know, it's really just about this group and this team's mission has been through so much this year that we feel like we have a great opportunity to accomplish something special. So, you know, hopefully we go down that road.
Well, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best starting on Friday against whoever that opponent is. But we greatly appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the way. And I know you already know this, but you got a lot of fans here in Los Angeles that are rooting for this team out there in Orlando.
Well, thank you, Alan. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I was hopeful that we could be in front of all our great Laker fans and at the Staples Center. But unfortunately, we're in this situation, and we just got to do it from afar.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck, all right?
All right, take care.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. Fantastic stuff from Coach. By the way, very underrated and underestimated what he's done so far. We give so much credit, as we should, right? We look at these players, we're watching the players, whatever, you know, coach game plans and executes, it's got to be the players that go out there and actually perform. We come back, I want to spend a little time talking about Coach, some of the different strategies that's been a part of this postseason so far that I think has been the difference between playing the Blazers in six games or the Rockets in six games. Lakers, just 10 games needed to get to the Western Conference Finals. Plus, I got some great clips here. Anthony Davis, LeBron James after the win on Saturday. A couple that I want to play that I think bring up good conversations. We'll do all that coming up next. If you want to be a part of Lakers Talk, get in right now, 877-710-ESPN. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, I want to stick on Coach for a quick second. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, appreciate him joining the show. I don't know if he's getting enough praise here, and what I'm referring to there is Lakers right now I think can adjust to any team. So whatever type of team, if it's the Portland Trailblazers and they got to go big against the Blazers because that's some of the strength that the Blazers have with an amazing backcourt, Lakers will figure out, you know, obviously the lineup to get themselves there. If they got to go up against the Houston Rockets and Markieff Morris is asked in the middle of the series, hey, you got to go five for us, Anthony Davis is going to have to play a lot of center minutes and you're going to eventually just put JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard on the bench, then Lakers will make that adjustment. They'll be fine. If it's the Clippers in the next round, and again, just goes back to this, you know, every matchup changes, and because the personnel change and because just the strategy changes, I think so far, Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, you got to give this guy credit. He's done a fantastic job. I love the adjustments the Lakers did on the Portland Trailblazers and Damian Lillard. I love the adjustments that the Lakers did on the Houston Rockets and James Harden. And Coach, I think, needs more love. One of the things I'll say about Coach all season long, it's kind of interesting, his position, his spot. Remember when he came in, when the Lakers announced that head coach Frank Vogel was going to become the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers? He wasn't the first choice. He wasn't the first option. I remember during that press conference that we had too, that was, I want to say, the day that Magic Johnson was on First Take or SportsCenter or something along those lines. So it was just think about the start Lakers head coach Frank Vogel came into. And since that moment, I feel like him, Pelinka, the franchise organization, they kind of calmed the storm a little bit. LeBron, throw LeBron in that mix. All these curveballs that the Lakers had been thrown at early in the season, they just figured out a way to say, look, let's just worry about ourselves. That's the one thing Coach always says. We get a chance to listen to him in these Zoom calls. And every time he's like, if I can't control it, then I don't worry about it. I was just asking him, do you like the fact that you're going to have all this rest before Friday? Some people would say, oh, that's going to be bad for the Lakers. They're going to be rusty. I think it's actually going to be useful to them going into the Western Conference Finals. Now that they got 10 games under their belt in the postseason, you got to feel they're coming into some type of a rhythm. But Coach was quick to say, I don't worry about it. I just know that we got this much time off. How am I going to use it? How am I going to utilize that time properly? Coach has been one of the most underrated coaches in the NBA probably this year because the expectations were, well, Lakers are supposed to play well, and that's that. Well, Lakers are supposed to be competing for an NBA championship. Yeah, but there's a lot more to it. I'll go back to that example. You know, I could go back and continue to reference the Los Angeles Clippers and talk a little bit about them as I go through this. Doc Rivers probably under a lot of pressure tomorrow in this game seven with these expectations. And I'm sure if the Lakers, if they were in a game seven in the second round, there'd be a lot of different chatter and expectations around the players, the personnel, the coaching staff, all that. Just fortunate that the Lakers don't have to worry about that right now. You know, one of the other things I took away from Coach saying that this is the best the Lakers have played in Orlando, and even kind of referenced in the regular season when they were playing as well as they were against the Milwaukee Bucks and the Los Angeles Clippers back in March, Lakers are an interesting spot. You know, I was saying this, I think in the post-game show on Saturday, I was talking about how typically they say in sports, you don't have to be the best team to win it all. You have to be the healthiest and the hottest at the right time. The Lakers might have a combination of all that. They're the healthiest, they're the hottest, and they might just be the best team left in this Orlando bubble. I mean, that combination of all three of those things was, you know, one of the main reasons why I mentioned they, to me, are the clear-cut favorite to win an NBA championship right now. I feel like my confidence as the playoffs has progressed, how can you not be more confident right now that the Lakers will certainly be in the mix here for an NBA championship? How can you not be more confident at championship number 17 than you were walking into the postseason? I never knew what we were going to get from the Lakers coming into Orlando. I didn't, because, you know, they played three exhibition games and then they play the eight regular season games, and you start kind of buying into what everybody's saying. And what everyone was saying was, well, the Lakers don't look as crisp. Avery Bradley's not there. You know, this long layoff really hurts the Los Angeles Lakers. When now that I look back on it, knowing that we're 10 games in, I think the Lakers were just pacing themselves. And there were some people that were saying that. I think LeBron James was just pacing himself. And now, you know, those concerns that you had coming into the postseason, for the most part, they're all gone. Then you have emergence of Rajon Rondo. I was reading some stats off before the game on Saturday and what Rondo did in game 2, 3, and 4, and I thought Rondo was the difference of that series. It just came out of nowhere and had huge production for the Los Angeles Lakers. That's not to say LeBron and AD weren't dominating, because they were, but Rondo was that extra piece that you really weren't expecting. But I say all of that because the Lakers, in each one of these playoff games, at least in each one of these playoff series, it seems like they're evolving. They're getting better as the postseason goes. And that reminds me of championship quality teams that that find the time over time to get even better. Listen, I know this Lakers team's not perfect, and I don't want to make it sound like that all I do is compliment the Lakers, but I don't really have anything to say poorly about the Los Angeles Lakers. And I've had my opportunities in the past. I've definitely have, you know, voiced my opinion on it. But when you're 8-2 right now and you're waiting for the other series to finish up, and you got a team that you feel like the chemistry is there, the balance is there, you got other players stepping up that you really didn't have an idea what they would do in the postseason, and then you got your two stars, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, continuing to deliver, how would I not feel confident? Anthony Davis, on being part of a championship contending team.
The goal is to win a championship, and we're 8 wins away, so, you know, it's been a great process for me. It's been great, you know, being around the guys that we have. Obviously been great being around Bron, and just helping me through it all. Obviously, at this point now, Western Conference Finals is new for me, so that process is going to be fun, but it's everything that I envisioned.
Man, this is one of the things I love, too, is watching Anthony Davis in the postseason, and when you see AD, and the fact that he's never got to the Western Conference Finals, right? He's never got this far. The Clippers organization never got to the Western Conference Finals. That's why it's such a big deal for them to try and close out the Denver Nuggets. But it is it's fascinating to watch, and I'm so happy that AD is in a position where he can learn from other greats, where he can learn from LeBron James. You don't think these two are having conversations in the back before games, after games, days off, whatever the case is, and just talking, look, these are the expectations. This is the experience that I've gone through. This is what you can expect going into the next round. This is what you have to do better on. Anthony Davis, that knowledge he's getting from being around Rondo, being around Dwight Howard, this is going to be so big to the rest of his career, and that's important too as Laker fans, because, you know, we talk about this. Anthony Davis is supposed to be the present, and Anthony Davis is supposed to be the future of this organization, so we know how key that is. LeBron James on how it feels to get the Lakers back to the Western Conference Finals.
It's the reason I wanted to be a part of this franchise, to take them back to a place that they were accustomed to being, and that's to compete for a championship. So, you know, it's an honor for me to wear the purple and gold, and for us, we just try to continue the legacy and just play great basketball for our fans back in LA and all over the world.
So I'm watching, I'm pretty much watching all these postseason games, but for the most part, just observing some of these other stars around the NBA. watching Kawhi yesterday, Kawhi and the Clippers. And those that say Kawhi is on the same level as LeBron James or better than LeBron James, man, I don't know what they're watching. I really don't. I really, really don't. You know, Kawhi Leonard is an amazing basketball player. He is as good as it gets in the NBA, top three, wherever you want to put him. If KD's playing top five, whatever you want to put him, right? Most people put him in their top three. But the difference between Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, when I'm watching that game yesterday, when things are not going well for the Los Angeles Clippers, I didn't see Kawhi Leonard telling this person where to go, where to be. I didn't see Kawhi Leonard bringing the ball up the floor and barking at his players. This is the action that we're going to run. I didn't see Kawhi Leonard with 12, 14 assists, making sure he got everybody involved. And that's just what makes LeBron so special. It's no knock on Kawhi. It's just when we talk most valuable player, those are the things that I think of. What players make other players better? Norm Nixon was on the pregame show on Saturday. One of the things Norm Nixon mentioned, he said, Byron Scott said this. Byron said that one of the things he loves most about LeBron is he just makes everybody on the floor better. Doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your skill set. He will make you a better basketball player. That's the difference, in my opinion, between LeBron, between Giannis Antetokounmpo, between James Harden, between Kawhi Leonard, between Anthony Davis. What makes LeBron so special, if he wants to put up 30 points a night, he can, which is what Kawhi Leonard typically does, but what Kawhi can't do is drop 12 dimes. And I talk about that leadership. There's a leadership on the court. There's a leadership off the court. So I think that, you know, when LeBron says that this is why he came to the Los Angeles Lakers to get him back in this position, well, we're just in position now. I kept saying this on Saturday. I kept saying halfway home. You know, you can't be too excited if you're a Laker fan because the goal is to win an NBA championship, and that's it. Nothing else matters. And this next challenge coming up, I mean, they somehow surprise the Los Angeles Clippers and they come out of that round and are playing the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, I'm not saying it's going to be a walk in the park. It won't. It'll be a tough series, but of course Lakers will be heavily favored. And if it's the Clippers, then, you know, we kind of go back to square one. Whatever happened in the past is irrelevant. Whatever happened between the two franchises is irrelevant. Whatever happened between the last couple of times they've played each other, all of that won't matter if it's Los Angeles Lakers versus the Los Angeles Clippers. But what it does do, you know, obviously it allows the Lakers to kind of wait a few days before they're in that predicament coming up on Friday. So tomorrow, two games. The Bucks and the Miami Heat are going to start the Eastern Conference Finals, and then the Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. We got some good basketball coming up tomorrow. I'm looking forward to watching both of those games. Okay, coming up next, we do our top 8 at 8. I go around the NBA. All these different NBA stories that are going on, we'll hit on them. That's coming up next, top 8 at 8. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.